Denis Shapovalov is part of what we're calling the next gen, the new breed of players coming through. We know we've had the big four, and Roger Federer this year has just been extraordinary. Sam asked me this last weekend, who's my player, who's my athlete of 2017? Well, what Federer has done to control body, mind, and win more slams, incredible. So we've had Murray, Djokovic as well, who at his prime and pomp was just sensational, and of course Rafa, who had another barnstorming year as well. Denis Shapovalov is heading to Auckland for the ASB Classic. He's had an extraordinary year in 2017. Started out ranked about 250, fourth round of the US Open, beat the likes of Juan Martin Del Potro. He's beaten Rafa this year as well, played in the Laver Cup. He is a one to watch, and I love this about the young guys coming through, and I really commend Carl Budge as well, the tournament director, for bringing us these guys that are coming through that are going to be stars of the future. Denis Shapovalov joins us live out of his base in Canada. How are you doing, Denis? You well?
How's it going? Yeah, nice to meet you.
And lovely to meet you. I hear you've been out in the training court, mate, so you're ready, you're pumped for another big year, because this year for you, and congratulations, I think you'll look back on this and say it was a breakthrough one for you.
Yeah, definitely a breakthrough year for me. Had some time to sit down with my team and just go over what a year I had, and now I'm back. I'm in Florida training for the new season.
Denis, how does the title, and this sits, and I remember Roger Federer when he arrived at the Australian Open all those years ago, and the likes of Fred Perry were saying, this is the new guy, this is the new one to watch out for. That tag has been placed on you by the likes of Pete Sampras, even Roger Federer. How does that sit for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely motivating for me, but I still think I have ways to go to get to their level. You know, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And that's why, you know, I'm out here spending my hours in Florida just trying to get better. Hopefully I have a really good year next year.
Denis, the thing about tennis, as we know, it's such a global sport now. Now, New Zealand, for example, we've struggled to produce players in recent years. How tough has it been? I mean, at what age did you really need to commit to the sport? Because you've broken through, what, at the age of 18, 19? So, I mean, how long has this journey been for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long ride. And, yeah, it's not easy to transition from juniors to pros. But, you know, I did it fairly shortly. And, you know, last year was huge for me, or this year. But like I said, I mean, there's still a long way to go. I still have all of next year to keep myself, you know, within this level and still keep improving, so that hopefully, you know, I can reach my goals and win a Grand Slam.
So at what point did you start, you know, balancing life, tennis, school, all of it, and become basically a full-time athlete? I mean, how young were you when you did that?
Yeah, it's been part of me all my life. I mean, having my mom as a, you know, former tennis player, she coached me all my way, and I always remember leaving school early, going right after school, going to practice, you know, before school. So it's always been part of my life. I've always been dedicated to it. So, yeah.
It's not easy to break through, though, is it? I mean, were there moments, times, doubts where you wondered if you would get to this level, or was it always part of the game? No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to become a professional tennis player.
Of course. I mean, the goal was always to become a professional tennis player, and I think everyone has doubts. You know, there's good times and bad times in everyone's career, but yeah, I just stayed focused, kept working, believed in myself, my team believed in me, and yeah, you know, having last year and the years before, I had some good success that helped me, you know, just stay on track and keep working hard.
I mentioned about the big four, and we are almost at that period now, despite what Rafa and Roger have done this year, which, as I said, has been incredible, where we are waiting for the next breed to come through.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Definitely. I mean, you know, we got Zverev, we got Dominic, we got so many young guys coming in, and there's guys like me and Francis coming in. Hopefully in a couple of years, you know, I see a lot of rankings being changed and a lot of new guys coming in, so I'm definitely excited for it.
Denis, your idol and hero is a bloke called Roger Federer, who, as I said, this year, I'm blown away by what he has done for his game. He's more aggressive. Apparently, he's gone to a heavier racket. The way he's hitting his backhand now, which, as you know, some people used to see as a weakness for him. I mean, that guy and what he has done, I mean, has it blown the minds of the fellow pros as well, the way he's almost reinvented his game in 2017?
Yeah, it's honestly, it's so crazy to see at his age, he's still improving, still getting better. It's amazing to see. And honestly, me being such a huge fan of his, I hope that he can continue for as long as he can. It's, I really think the tour needs him. Everyone loves to come watch him. He's such a good person off the court. So, I'm really impressed with him and Rafa as well. I mean, they both improved tremendously. So it's really cool to see.
And, I mean, Roger's been really good to you, hasn't he, in terms of the time he's – I mean, you got to play against him in the Laver Cup as well, but he's almost been like, okay, I see this young kid coming through. I'm going to do whatever I can to help him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's taken some time. You know, I tell the story a lot in Basel. He was on his way to see his parents, but he actually got out of the car to talk to me and my team for like 10 minutes. You know, for him, it's not a big deal, but for an upcoming guy like me, it's crazy to have your idol come and just chat with you. So he's definitely a great guy. I mean, like I said, I hope to see him for a lot more years if possible.
Dennis, one of the things I love about a quote that came from you, you said the score doesn't matter. You've got to go for your shots. Now, that's kind of how I feel with Rafa, that Rafa plays the same tennis regardless of its point one or match point. That seems to be your philosophy as well. In this game now where you've got to have a weapon, you've also just got to continuously be aggressive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's how my mom always taught me to play. She always taught me to come in, be aggressive, and just go for your shots. She told me one day it'll pay off, so I truly believed in that, and I feel, yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the score. It doesn't matter. You know, obviously there's different situations, but if I had the opening, I'm definitely going to go for the shot, and I think that's helped me win a lot of matches this past year.
How are you finding the transition where your life is now very much public fodder? You're becoming a name on the circuit now. As I said, a lot of people are talking you up. I mean, that must be different.
Yeah, for sure. At the beginning, it was a little bit difficult. It was quite a drastic change. You know, within 2 weeks, I became from you know, just an upcoming junior to you know, one of the pros on tour and really well known in Canada. So it was definitely a change, but I've gotten used to it. And you know, to be honest, I kind of like it. I love having little kids come and watch my practice and asking for pictures and autographs. It's not too long ago I was one of these kids, so it's really cool for me to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we haven't had in recent years. I mean, Greg Rozetsky, I think he went from Canada to England. I mean, have you guys had much success in tennis recently?
In Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had Milos, we had Jeannie, Vasek. So these are the guys. And obviously, of course, Daniel Nestor with doubles. But yeah, it's not like we've had Grand Slam champions in singles or anything like that. But, with still, you know, if Milos can be healthy and, you know, there's feelers coming up for sure in the next couple of years, we could definitely have a singles Grand Slam champion.
Couple of things, Dennis, and thank you for your time. Dennis Shapovalov with us, heading to the ASB Classic. What was it about Auckland? What appealed to start your new year about Auckland?
To be honest, a lot of players told me it's a really nice event. So I've never been to New Zealand and I really wanted to visit there, and just I heard great things about the tournament, so I was really excited to show up there and to come to this event.
Yeah, mate, it's a cool little venue, because when you get here, you'll realise the foodery, the eateries, people sit in their little box and you can actually hear them chomping into their very nice delicacies on the side of the court. And it's one of the reasons I really love this tournament. It's very intimate, Dennis. It'll be a lot of fun. Mate, I wish you well, and we're looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, mate. I can tell you over here, the weather has been sensational. You'll have a grand old time, Dennis, in New Zealand, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.